Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we think about redemption.
As I walk, Lord, through the valley, hold my hand, hold my trembling hand. If I stumble by the wayside, in your strength, help me stand. The sparks fly upward while the wind blows, like a spirit lost upon the sea. I am torn, Lord, born to trouble. I am blind, I am weak. Hear me calling, great Redeemer, at the foot of your dark cross, where you suffer for the sinner, bleeding, dying for the lost. Go before me through the valley, speak to me, for I know your voice. Lead me homeward, gentle shepherd, God of love, God of grace. Go before me through the valley, speak to me, for I know your voice. Lead me homeward, gentle shepherd, God of love, God of
Heavenly Father, our great Redeemer, hear us as we call on you today. Remind us of who we are, wretched sinners. Sinners. Most of us listening today have been redeemed by the blood of your precious Son. Some listening right now are still living in guilt because of their sin. They feel the weight of condemnation. They know they've sinned and they need a Savior. They need to know your love, God, and to know that your precious Son has taken the punishment for their sin. You've made it possible for them to live this life in your infinite, matchless, incredible peace. Knowing that you so love them that you sent your only Son to pay the penalty for their sin. They've been bought with a price, delivered from death and punishment. God, please open their eyes to see your love and your grace and the redemption you have provided. And let this hour be a glorious reminder of redemption and what it means to all of us.
Walk in the light. But God said he is coming back for those who keep his word, for those who shun the wrong and do the right. Only the redeemed shall stand before the Lord. Only those who keep their garments white. Standing there before the throne of God, singing, I've been redeemed by love divine. And all those untold stories we will tell for all to hear of how God brought us through year after year. Only the redeemed shall stand before the Lord. Only those who keep their
A call-to-worship listener from Tennessee writes, I have listened to Call to Worship for years now. I hear you on AFR radio. I cannot attend church. I have cancer and live alone. I cry over the precious songs. From Ohio, enclosed is my check to keep Call to Worship on the air. I hear your broadcast on WEEC radio. Your broadcast is such a blessing and so inspiring. It's the perfect way to start my Sunday mornings. I pray the Lord will continue to bless and keep you. And another listener, thank you for the precious songs. They have so much meaning to me, and they all have such deep messages. Blessings on your fine program. Well, to God be the glory for using His Word and worshipful music to bless all of us. Thank you for listening today. A special thank you to those of you who have faithfully prayed and continue to pray for this ministry. Many have written to us. Some have sent a message to us directly from our website. and still others have stopped by and liked our Facebook page and even left comments there. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Please consider a gift to this ministry today. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And, by the way, you're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website at www.calltoworship.us. The website address is calltoworship.us. This is your call to worship.
See?
He made us free through a process that the Bible refers to as redemption. Specifically, the redemption of our souls. It's a spiritual reality. Our souls are bound for hell to be separated from God for all eternity. For that all have sinned, and the wages of this sin is death. Redemption is to be redeemed. It's deliverance, to be delivered from condemnation. We are ransomed in full, purchased, bought with a price. Please listen to what the Scripture has to say about redemption. These words from Paul, found in Romans chapter 3. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past, for He was looking ahead and including them in what He would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate His righteousness, for He Himself is fair and just, and He declares sinners to be right in His sight when they believe in Jesus. From 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Acts 20, take heed therefore unto yourselves, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, says Paul. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 4, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Ephesians chapter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. These words found in Colossians chapter 1. For He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, who purchased our freedom with His blood and forgave our sins. For God in all His fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through Him God reconciled everything to Himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Titus chapter 2, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Hebrews 9, with His own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, He, Christ, entered the most holy place once for all time, and secured our redemption forever. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a young cow could cleanse people's bodies ceremonially, being impure. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. That is why he is the one who mediates a new covenant between God and people, so that all who are called can receive the eternal inheritance God has promised them. For Christ died to set them free from the penalty of the sins. 1 Peter, 1st chapter. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began. But he has now revealed him to you in these last days. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God. And you have placed your faith and hope in God because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. And finally, these words from Revelation, our future. And I quote, "And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth."
Then he'll look at me and say, well done. Welcome home, my faithful child. And as I stand before the throne, the trials that I've known will all be
Our call to worship this hour has been about redemption. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider a financial gift to this ministry? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address, again, is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified our eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
The reason.